worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Verses 10 through 20, Ephesians chapter 6. Then looking in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 20, beginning at verse 1. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Verses 1 through 17, Exodus chapter 20. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to pray according to your word. Thank you for the gift and the opportunity to come to you in prayer each and every day, knowing that you always have a listening ear for the prayers of we, your children. Thank you for the privilege of very specifically being able to pray your word and be blessed through that. Father, and more, teach us how to pray. Empower us to be the praying church you've called us to be. Thank you for us as your church. Thank you for us as a nation. Help us, Lord, as the church and as a nation, to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your provision. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the scriptures and how much is hidden within them. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the spirit of wisdom that helps us to understand more about you. Heavenly Father, I just ask that we would look to trust you even more in these moments. You are the one that brought Israel out of Egypt. You guided them through. You defeated Pharaoh's army. You defeated Pharaoh. You showed your authority in all of those moments. And Heavenly Father, I just ask that we would look to your ways and that we would trust in your provision. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. You know, we, on a pretty regular basis, we're encouraging you to email us to get copies of prayer tools and or discipleship articles that we share from or provide. Our goal is to put into your hands spiritual and discipleship tools that will bless you in your personal walk with the Lord, tools you can use in the discipling of your family, but also tools you can forward and share by way of email with family, friends, fellow church members, saved or unsaved individuals, but we're glad to get a chance to share them. For co-workers on the job and others that you may interact with, sharing them far and wide, please take the time to do that. Because remember, when you get involved with cooperating with us and doing that, that's discipleship. And you know, the Great Commission in Matthew 28 is that we're to go into all the world and make disciples. So this is one actually very simple way. And it's not hard at all, but there is a need to be deliberate about doing it. In other words, it doesn't happen by accident or by itself, but being very deliberate in seeking to share truth that will bless and encourage others. So our plan today is to share a number of discipleship prayer tools and or articles that we've written and placed on the AFA stand, but also that will strengthen and encourage you in your walk and your family as well. Today, our overall topic that we're looking at is spiritual warfare, the Christian family on offense. Again, spiritual warfare, the Christian family on offense. And as we begin, I want to share an article by that same title again, Spiritual Warfare, the Christian Family on Offense. From Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20 to 33. Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the Savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ, so also the wives ought to be to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, so that he may sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and blameless. So husbands ought also to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, just as Christ also does the church, because we are members of his body. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I'm speaking with reference to Christ and the church. Nevertheless, each individual among you also is to love his own wife as himself, and the wife must see to it that she respects her husband. Again, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 33. And then from Ephesians 6, verses 1 to 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise, so that it may turn out well for you, and that you may live long on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Again, Ephesians 6, verses 1 to 4. The best defense is an offense. This is a statement that we may hear in sports situations pretty regularly, but nowhere is this statement more true than in the kingdom of God. It's also true in the Christian family. An important question one may ask is, how can a believer get on offense in spiritual warfare? Very simply, faithful obedience to God and his word puts you on offense spiritually. We're each called to read and study the word of God diligently and then faithfully obey what we learn. In other words, be faithful hearers and doers of God's word. When Abraham packed up his family and moved to the place God had told him to move to, Abraham got on offense. And as long as he obeyed God, he stayed on offense spiritually. When Moses, in obedience to God, walked into Egypt and confronted Pharaoh and told him, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, let my people go," he stepped into offense. Moses went on offense when he obeyed God and spoke these bold words to Pharaoh. So when we in our families and in our homes are wise enough to passionately obey God in the way we guide, mold, and shape our children and families, we're going on offense in our homes. When husbands and wives start to pray together daily, they are on offense spiritually. When parents begin to pray daily with their children in their home, these parents are going on offense spiritually in their home. When husbands and wives seek to diligently love each other sacrificially, as we are called to do in the Word of God, they are on offense in their marriage and in their home and in their relationship. How important it is that we grasp these truths. Disobedience to the Word of God opens the door for the devil in our lives and allows him to have access to our home and our relationships. Disobedience gives the devil the opportunity to attack our marriages, our families, and our homes. It can quickly put the family on defense. One may ask, why is obedience so important in the kingdom of God? The Word of God is the wisdom of God, the strategy of God, and it's the counsel of God. And God's Word always works when you live it out. God's Word is a sure strategy for life. Also, the kingdom of darkness has no adequate defense against obedience to the Word of God. May we as a family strive to live fully obedient lives, seeking to live for Christ. The following are some suggested weapons, tools, and or tasks you and your family can seek to use or do on a daily basis to stay on offense spiritually. Number one, in your home, read the Word of God daily, individually, and as a family together. Number two, discuss as a family how we can live out the Word of God. Number three, make it a goal to be kind and thoughtful to your spouse every day. Number four, pray daily, individually, and together as husbands and wives together and together as a family. Number five, attend Sunday morning worship and Bible study together as a family. Number six, worship together as a family, both at church and at home. Number seven, make it a goal to walk in love, patience, and forgiveness as a lifestyle at home amongst your family and outside the home as well. Number eight, get involved in mission projects and go on mission trips as a family. Number nine, come up with projects to raise money for missions and ministries, again, as a family. And then number 10, go out as a family and distribute gospel tracts in strategic places in your community and elsewhere. Finally, be mindful that individually and as a family, we're called to always be on offense in the kingdom of God. In other words, we're called to live a life full of faithful obedience in every area of our lives. Again, the title of that article, Spiritual Warfare, the Christian Family on Offense. If you'd like to get a copy, simply email us. My email once again is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Father, thank you again for every family listening. Thank you for every couple, as well as each family as well. Father, anoint us all afresh with the spirit of prayer. Empower us to be the praying couples, the praying families you've called us to be. Empower us to be the couples and families that are reading your word in our homes and seeking to live by its wisdom daily as well. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. We're looking today at the topic, Spiritual Warfare, the Christian Family on Offense. We'll be right back.
It's the song of the redeemed, rising from the African plain. It's the song of the forgiven, drowning out the Amazon rain. The song of Asian believers, filled with God's holy fire. It's every tribe, every tongue, every nation, a love song born of a grateful choir. It's all God's children singing glory, glory. Cathedrals to the faithful gathered underground. Of all the songs sung from the dawn of creation.
Music from the Newsboys with He Reigns. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking specifically at the topic, spiritual warfare, the Christian family on offense. And so, again, we're encouraging you, please email us to get copies of the articles that we share, because our goal is that we can put these into your hands so that you'll use them in your personal walk with the Lord, in the discipleship of your family, and in order to have them to share with others as the Lord leads you to share them with them by way of email, as well as hard copies as well. So feel free to do that. And keep in mind, our hope is that you genuinely take to heart the things that we're sharing, as opposed to just saying, well, that sounds like a nice idea, and doing nothing with it. Please take to heart. In other words, take it and put it to work in your life, the truths that we share, and it'll bless you and encourage you in your walk with the Lord. In a few minutes, we'll be sharing one article about Psalm 91. I want to keep encouraging every single listener. If you're not praying Psalm 91 every day, I hope that you'll start today. Because it's a wonderful, powerful weapon in the Word of God for supernatural protection in this dangerous, dangerous world we live in. This next article is entitled, The High Priority of Discipling Our Children. And as we continue to talk about spiritual warfare, remember that discipleship clearly is a tool whereby we can equip our families to be well-equipped for the battlefields of life. Now, before we share the article, we're going to read from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 to 9. Deuteronomy 6, verses 1 to 9. Now, this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, and your son and your grandson all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Therefore, hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly as the Lord God of your fathers has promised you, a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words, which I command you today, shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Verses 1 through 9, Deuteronomy. Chapter 6. So now we'll take time to share the article from the AFA stand entitled that we had the chance to write and share. The article's entitled, The High Priority of Discipling Our Children. And reading a portion once again in Deuteronomy 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Again, Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 9. Then Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 to 7. Hear, O sons, a father's instruction, and be attentive that you may gain insight, for I give you good precepts. Do not forsake my teaching. When I was a son with my father, tender, the only one in the sight of my mother, he taught me and said to me, let your heart hold fast my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get insight. Do not forget, and do not turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her, and she will keep you. Love her, and she will guard you. The beginning of wisdom is this. Get wisdom, and whatever you get insight. Again, Proverbs 4, verses 1 to 7. Then Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Again, Ephesians 6, verses 1 to 4. Parents carry their children in their hearts. Our children are very important to us and precious to us. As parents, we want the absolute best for all of our children in every area of life. A very important truth for all parents to be mindful of is that the best we can give to our children is Jesus. The greatest gift they can ever receive in life is Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Jesus is eternal life. So as parents, we're very wise to do all we can to help and encourage our children to receive Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Once our child is saved, it's one of the great responsibilities of Christian parents to disciple our children. It's our calling from the Lord to help guide our children to become strong, vibrant believers who love and follow Jesus Christ in their life and their lifestyle. So why is this reality of discipling our children so important? First of all, we're commanded to make disciples. See Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20. And this very important calling is to start with ourselves and then move directly to our families, our spouses, and children. So in considering the great responsibility of discipling our children, just what are some steps or practical, quote-unquote, building blocks we're to use? What are things we can do to effectively and practically carry out this important responsibility of discipling our children? Let's consider a few things a parent can do to help their children to begin to grow up in the Lord. The following are some practical things, ideas, and suggestions Christian parents can do to help and encourage their children to come to know the Lord and to grow in their faith as well. Number one, pray every day with your children. Pray the Lord's Prayer with them and allow them to help lead it sometimes. Pray Psalm 91 with them. Allow them to hear you call their name in prayer every day. Give your children incentives to memorize and learn Bible-based prayers. Next, ask your child questions about what they read in the Word of God. Have them to have your whole family read the Word of God together daily and allow them to ask any and all questions that come to mind. Questions such as, what are two or three important things you learned or picked up from what you read? What stood out? Next, teach your children to obey the Word of God. Teach them to be doers of the Word and not hearers only. See James 1:22. Next, teach your children the meaning of each of the Ten Commandments and have them to memorize them. And teach them to pray the Ten Commandments every single day for themselves, for the church, and for our nation. Also, parents, it's very important for us to recognize this reality. We live in a world where someone or something is going to disciple every child one way or another. In other words, certain people or things will capture their attention, their interest, and or their heart in the world. Some of these include celebrities, sports figures, television, the internet, things on his or her cell phone, video games, people they quote-unquote meet in chat rooms, etc. Some topics that they come across on the internet may captivate them and their captivate them and their mind and their interest. And yes, these things can begin to quote unquote disciple our children, whether we mean for them to do this or not. Some of these things can begin to mold their thoughts and their thinking and their perspectives on life, their perspectives about life and the world in too many wrong and twisted ways. And too often the results in the lives of our children can be tragic. Consider sad incidents that you may hear about often in our news. The following are some news stories that include talking about youth and young people. Number one, a teenage boy who was shot and killed by an individual as he tried to run away after robbing a store. Number two, elementary age children attempting and sometimes succeeding in committing suicide. Number three, young people committing suicide after being bullied online or in school. Number four, three young girls went off into the woods and two of them tried to stabbing to death the third one. She survived, but barely. And number five, a teen recently walked into a school and began to shoot, murdering a number of his classmates and others. And tragically, we could go on and on about news stories that involve young people and youth in our culture. Where do these children and youth get the ideas and thoughts to do such things? Too often, the devil, through the internet and social media, TV and movies, is trying to disciple our children in darkness. Too often these young people are consuming darkness by the gallon. Some of these youths may attend church sometimes, but many of them, while they consume darkness and put so much negative information and ideas into their minds and hearts, some of those same youth may literally rarely or almost never even open a Bible and read it. Parents, without question, we have much work to do in the discipling of our children, and we have much work to do through the church in reaching our youth in our communities. Yet greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We don't have to be fearful. We simply have to trust our Heavenly Father and diligently be about his business in our families and in our homes. God can work through each of us as parents to help our children diligently in growing up in the faith. Not only can we help them to avoid being victims of this wicked world, but we can also help them to become kingdom warriors. And as kingdom warriors, they can help to bring Christ, the solution to all of the world's problems, to a world that desperately needs him. Again, the title of this article, The High Priority of Discipling Our Children. If you'd like to get a copy, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. I want to take time now to share another article that relates to something we shared a few moments ago. The article is simply entitled, Are You Praying Psalm 91 Every Day? Again, the title, Are You Praying Psalm 91 Every Day? He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Again, Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2. Are you making it a priority to pray Psalm 91 every single day in your life, over yourself and over your family? If not, why not? A common response to this question may often be, well, I'm not a fanatic, and I don't see a need to pray this particular scripture every day. If that's you, I believe you'd be wise to change your mind and begin to pray this prayer every single day, and allow me to explain why. We live in a crazy, dangerous world that includes spiritual warfare raging everywhere you go. We who are followers of Christ need to be warrior-minded in our approach to how we follow and live for Christ in this dangerous world. In times of war, you look at, perceive, and plan everything in your life very differently in almost every way than you would during peacetime. Your whole perspective needs to be different. Certain priorities are critical every day because you're at war and you're living life on a battlefield. Not being alert, making unwise decisions, moving without a sense of urgency, any and all of these actions In wartime and during war can literally cause someone or individuals to get killed. Psalm 91 is a unique weapon in Scripture that addresses many of the perils in life that any believer can face on any given day. Using this weapon daily helps us to be prepared for many of the attacks our enemy, the devil, may utilize against us consistently. Praying Psalm 91 daily helps us to mobilize the Holy Spirit and the angels of God to protect us and work on our behalf. Know this, in the dangerous and difficult world we live in, no one or nothing can protect you like God can. Again, our ongoing encouragement is to make it a priority to pray Psalm 91 absolutely every day of your life. And the article goes on to include a prayer based on Psalm 91, and so we'll plan to pray that on the other side of the break. Father, thank you again for every person listening. Anoint us afresh with the spirit of prayer that would encourage us to be wise enough and committed to praying Psalm 91 every single day. Help us to do it faithfully. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. We're looking today at the topic, specifically spiritual warfare, the Christian family on offense. We'll be right back. Mosaic with Tremble. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we've been looking at the topic spiritual warfare, the Christian family on offense. And I was sharing specifically from an article entitled, Are You Praying Psalm 91 Every Single Day? So I've shared a portion of the article, but we're now to the point in the article where it includes Psalm 91 itself. We're going to take time to pray that for you, our listeners, and others we've lifted up today as well. Father, thank you again for every person that's a part of our listening family right now, and thank you for all those who've lifted up in prayer today. Today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation, no evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent we trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. All right. And the next discipleship article we'd like to share from the AFA stand that we wrote is entitled, Discipleship Equips Us for Life's Battlefield. Again, that title, Discipleship Equips Us for Life's Battlefield. Drawing from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done all and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm there, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In addition to all, take up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. And pray on my behalf that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with all boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Again, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 to 20. The Lord gave us the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20, which tells us, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Every believer is called to be involved in the glorious, joy-filled, and grace-filled life of being a disciple and making disciples. I'm called to start with myself, strive to ensure that I've committed my life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and be a faithful follower of him. When considering the reality of spiritual warfare in our world, a truth that we're wise to understand as believers is this: carrying out the work of discipleship, that is, the work of being a disciple and making disciples, is directly connected to living a life of victory amid spiritual warfare. In other words, when a believer is faithfully being a disciple and making disciples, this man or woman is battling the kingdom of darkness and being victorious. As we who follow Christ read the Word of God and obey it, and as we listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and obey Him, we battle the darkness and we are building the kingdom of God. So it can be said that simple obedience to God and His Word is an extremely effective battle strategy for victory in all of life. The Word of God is the eternal wisdom of God, And we who are disciples of Christ listen to his wisdom and obey it. We're following the counsel of our almighty Heavenly Father, who knows everything. God's battle strategies work. So we're wise to major in listening to him and his word and simply obeying him. Beware of this truth. Obedience to God and his word puts you on spiritual offense and keeps you there. It really is true that the best defense is an offense. And as we listen to God's counsel and wisdom and follow it, and as we carry out the Great Commission more and more, we will see victory on the battlefields of life. Again, the title of that article, Discipleship Equips Us for Life's Battlefield. Again, Discipleship Equips Us for Life's Battlefield. If you'd like to get a copy of that article, simply email us again, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Now, let me just share in the way of encouragement to every believer listening. I want to encourage you as an individual believer to consider doing this, but also I would encourage every person, you and your family, to take time to do this as well. In other words, husbands and wives, encourage your spouse to do it with you on a daily basis, and parents, have your children to do this on a daily basis as well. Taking the Ten Commandments and praying them every single day. Now, again, why is that important? Well, sadly, we hear of obviously the continued reality of abortion in our culture in so many different places. And abortion, sadly, is simply another word for first-degree murder. It's clearly against the word and the will of God. Praying for the ending of that is an important and a wise thing to do. But also, keep in mind, we hear of so many shootings and killings in so many different ways in so many different communities in our nation and in our world. Praying the Ten Commandments and Psalm 91 every single day is very, very wise, strategic, and productive. So I want to encourage every family listening, make it your goal to begin today to pray the Ten Commandments every single day. And you're praying against the work of darkness, including the work of darkness where the devil is trying to get more and more people to murder one another. So praying the Ten Commandments is a very wise and encouraging thing for each and every one of us to do. Let's take time to do that now. Thank you, Lord, for every person that's a part of our listening family. And thank you for all those that we've lifted up in prayer today. Thank you for us as your church. And thank you for us as a nation. Help us, Lord, as the church and as a nation to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And to every parent with young children at home, I would encourage you, pray it daily and help your children to both memorize the Ten Commandments and guide and direct them in praying the Ten Commandments every single day. Again, obviously over your family, but also over us as the church and us as a nation. Now, let me be very clear. One of the ways the devil and the kingdom of darkness will come against this is he'll try to tell you, oh, that's silly. Praying the Ten Commandments makes little or no difference. That's what the devil wants you to believe. But the reality is he himself does not want you to do it because he knows there's great power and effect behind praying the Ten Commandments. So to every family listening, as of today, I would encourage you, begin to pray the Ten Commandments as a family over the church and over the nation, obviously over your state and your community, because every day you pray the Ten Commandments, it does make a difference. So we encourage you to do that. Father, thank you once again for the prayer life of every single believer listening. And thank you for the opportunity for us to pray for one another. Thank you for your hand of grace upon each and every one of us, Father. Thank you for each of our prayer lives, Father. Bless each and every one of our prayer lives indeed. Expand their territory. Cause your hand to be mightily upon them. Keep them from evil, that they may not cause pain, in Jesus' name. And Father, help us to know, Lord, that you are the answer to all of our problems. And as we seek you in prayer and seek your guidance, your help, and your grace, more and more we can see that your hand and your Holy Spirit can make all the difference in the world. We thank you, and And we praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And just a reminder, if you'd like to get a copy of a prayer based on the Ten Commandments, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. The prayer tool is called Kingdom Prayers, number 2. And we'll be glad to get that prayer tool to you. It includes praying the Ten Commandments and Psalm 91, the prayer of Jabez, the prayer of Isaiah, and a number of other prayers. Please email us again. That title is Kingdom Prayers. My email, joseph@afr.net. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening and you've never given your life to Christ, today is a good day, a great day, a wonderful day to be saved. If you'd like to be saved and commit your life to Christ, would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with us right now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all the wrongs I've ever done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to follow and obey you daily. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we're wanting definitely to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that'll help you to begin to grow and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Please get in touch again, joseph@afr.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.